From 14th to 18th of September, representatives of human rights houses visited Crimea. This was a first-time opportunity for an international human rights mission to document the human rights situation, collect first-hand information, and give a voice to people in Crimea. A full report documenting the findings of the mission will be made public in October, and we will make the report available to interested states and the High Commissioner's office. While in Crimea, the Human Rights Houses mission met with victims of human rights violations, relatives of political prisoners, lawyers, journalists, and representatives of civic initiatives. The primary focus of the mission was on the situation of human rights defenders and the effects of restrictions to the freedoms of expression, assembly, and association. Additionally, over the course of the mission, various interlocutors referred to a number of other issues, including violations of fair trial rights, fabricated charges, unacceptable conditions of detention, and the use of torture. The findings of the mission point to a pattern of systemic violations that have a centralized character and the creation of an atmosphere of fear to dissuade all criticism or dissent. After 4 years, and despite numerous requests, access for the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission is still denied by Russia. Blocking international scrutiny of the human rights situation in Crimea reinforces the impunity with which the occupying authorities violate the human rights of the population. As one of the participants of the Human Rights Houses mission commented, "For 4 years now, the wall around Crimea has been growing higher, and more obstacles are set to prevent the world from seeing what is happening." Mr. President, we call upon the Human Rights Council to ensure that this wall does not prevent scrutiny and accountability for the violations which are being committed as we speak. I thank you.